So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Mamirin min atzayin ala bakar, min abakar ala atzayin. A tamur is effective from sheep onto cattle and from cattle onto sheep. Umakvasim ala izim, min izim ala kvasim, and from sheep onto goats and from goats onto sheep. Min ascharm ala nekevus, min nekevus ala ascharm, from a male onto a female and from a female onto a male. Because the pasuk states, v'mhamer yomer behema bevehema, from any animal to any animal. Mishnah continues, Mamirin min atzmim al bali mumin, min bali mumin ala atzmim. A tamur is effective from an unblemished carbon onto a blemished chulin animal, and from a blemished carbon onto an unblemished chulin animal. Because the pasuk states, lo yich lefenu v'lo yomer reisei, toiv bera rabatoiv. Toiv bera refers to tam de chulin bebalmum de hektish, and rabatoiv refers to balmum de chulin betam de hektish. However, the Mishnah qualifies, ve'ezeu toiv bera, bali mumin shekad mekdishin es mumin avid tamura. Tamur is effective only from a blemished carbon that was consecrated before it got the mum, because it has kedushas aguf. However, kad the mum lekdeshon le'obet tamura. Tamur is not effective from a carbon that was consecrated after it got the mum, because it only has kedushas damim. And the Gemara offers two approaches in this source. Abaye says the second word tayv is superfluous because the pasuk could have said loyach lefen v'loyomer is a tayv bara iraboy. And bay would include both tayv de hektish and ra de hektish. Why then did the pasuk repeat the word tayv to teach tayv mi'ikari oisa tamura, ra mi'ikari in oisa tamura? Rabbi says both words tayv are superfluous, as the pasuk could have said loyach lefenu v'loyomer oisa bara iraboy. Oisa would refer to tayv de chulin, and bay includes both tayv de hektish and ra de hektish. Why then did the pasuk need to state the two words tayv? One type teaches a filibet tayv betayv laki. One gets malchus for tamura even if both animals are unblemished. And the other type teaches tayv meikari eisa tamura, ra meikari ein eisa tamura. While Abaye holds, even without a pasuk, we know that tayv betayv gets malchus because it is no different than tayv bara. The Gemara proceeds with a braisa. Tan rabban aleich lefenu bishal achir. And as Rashi explains, mashmai de beza nashim. The term chiluf teaches that one may not make tamura with someone else's behema. And b'shal atzmai, when both animals are his, is understood because the migar shal atzmai b'shal achem, his own animal is no worse than another person's animal. And the phrase v'lo yomerais is needed because hava mina teitzei zu v'tikane zu, hu detilki, ava meimer detarvaya komaktesh lohu emaloi laki. We might think that one gets malchus only when he wants the kedusha to transfer from the carbon to the chulin. But one does not get malchus when he wants the kedusha to extend from the carbon to the chulin, but remain on the carbon as well. Therefore, the Torah added to teach that one does get malchus even in the second case. The Gemara proceeds to elaborate on the isra of loyach lefenu b'shal achirim. In the case of behema de hektish di day, v'chulin di alma lo yavet tamura. If the carbon belongs to him and the chulin belongs to someone else, the tamura is certainly not affected because the pasuk says ish ki yaktish et beis hakodesh l'Hashem ma beis b'shusay av kol b'shusay. All hektish can only take effect on items that are in his possession. And in the case of behema de hektish di alma v'chulin di day lo yavet tamura. If the carbon belongs to someone else and the chulin belongs to him, the tamura is not effective either because in the matves b'davish in the shaloi, one cannot make tamura with a carbon that he does not own. Therefore, we must say that leich lefenu b'shal achirim applies only in the following case: bevehema de hektish di alma v'chulin di day, and kagain de amar mari de behema de hektish kolaritz lahamer bevehem to yav v'yamer. The owner of the carbon gave permission for all to use his behema to make tamura. Zok the Mishnah: memir nechad b'shnayim v'shnayim be'echad. A tamur is effective from two karbanas to one chulin animal, in which he states harezu tachas elu, and from one karban to two chulin animals, in which he states hare elu tachasu. And even echad b'meyu, meyu b'echad, from 100 karbanas to one chulin animal, and from one karban to 100 chulin animals, because the pasuk states behema b'vehema, and the word behema includes even many animals, as the pasuk Yonah states uvehema rabba. Shimon disagrees and says, "Ema mirin ele echad be'echad." Tamur is effective only from one carbon onto one chulin animal because the pasuk states, "V'hayuhu usmerasi yekaidish." There's a hekesh from the original carbon to the tamura. Mahu miyuchad af hi miyuchadis. Just like the original carbon must be single because the word "hu" is singular, so to the tamura must be single. And as far as the pasuk of behema b'vehema, the word behema alone implies a single animal, and only the phrase behema rabba implies multiple animals. The Gemara proceeds with the machlekes in Reb Shimon's opinion of ema mirin ele echad be'echad. Shlakish says, Moide Reb Shimon, Shemamirin v'chezinu mamirin. Reb Shimon only said that one carbon cannot make two tamuras simultaneously to two or more animals. But Reb Shimon agrees that it can make two tamuras consecutively, one after another, to two or more animals, because Kedusha Rishayna, the hektish lehechen halcha, the original carbon's Kedusha always remains. While Reb Yechanan says, Kshem Shemamirin be'echad, Kein emamirin v'chezinu mamirin. Just as a carbon cannot make two tamuras simultaneously, so too one carbon cannot make two tamuras consecutively. Reb Avin inquired, according to Rabbi Yechon, who holds, Eim Amirin v'chezim Amirin, what would be the halacha in the following case? Hifrish Asham Liskaba by Behemer Boy, Bahuman Bechilloi Al Acher, Beniskaba Basham Acher, Benitikla Oilo, Maoshi Amaboy. As the Gemara explains, these are actually three questions. Beis Gufim Bekedusha Achas Mao. Can one make a second Timur with a different animal but with the original Kedusha, as in the case of Hifrish Asham Liskaba by Behemer Boy, Bahuman Bechilloi Al Acher? Someone designated a Karban Ashram and made one Temurah, and then the original Karban Ashram received a Mum, and he redeemed its Kedusha onto a second Behemah. Can the second Ashram make a second Temurah because Guf Acher, it's a different Behemah? Or the second Ashram cannot make a second Temurah because Aisa Kedusha, it got the original Kedusha of the first Karban, and Eim Amir Mechayzim Amir. Base Kedushas of a Guf Echad Mahu. Can one make a second Temurah with the original animal, but with a different Kedusha, as in the case of Hifrish Ashram Leskaba by Behemah Boy, Beneskaba Basham Acher, Benitik Lo'ilam? Someone designated a Karban Ashram and made one Temurah, and then the original Ashram was lost, and he brought a second Ashram. Then the original Ashram was found, and the halacha is that it becomes a Karban Oilam. Can the Oilam make a second Temurah because Kedusha Acheres, it has a different Kedusha? Or the Oilam cannot make a second Temurah because Aisa Guf, it's the original Behemah, and Eim Amir, Mechazim Amir. Shnei Gufin, Shtei Kedushas Mao. Can one make a second Temurah with a different animal and a different Kedusha that comes from the original carbon, as in the case of Hifrish Ashram Leskapa Boy, Behemer Boy, Behumam Bechilo El Acher, Neskapa Basham Acher, Benitik Loila? Someone designated a carbon Ashram and made one Temurah, and then the original Ashram got a Mum and he redeemed it onto another Behemer. Then the second Ashram got lost and he brought a third Ashram. Then the second Ashram was found and the halacha is that it becomes a carbon Oila. Can the Oila make a second Temurah because Guf Acher, Bekedusha Acher? It's a different animal with a different Kedusha. Or the Oila cannot make a second Temurah because Mikayach Kama Asa, its Kedusha comes from the original carbon, and Eim Amir, Mechazim Amir. Take all these questions remain unresolved. The Gemara proceeds with a similar inquiry of Reb Ovin regarding another halacha. Shuman Levi says, Hektish Rishon Moisef Chaimish, Vein Hektish Sheini Moisef Chaimish. One must add a Chaimish only if he redeems an item that has an original Hektish, but he does not add a Chaimish if he redeems an item that has a secondary Hektish that was transferred from another item, such as, Kagen Shehumam Harishon Mechillo El Acher, Vem Humam Vechillo Yein Moisef Elav Chaimish, but Tmur Nami Habe Hektish Sheini. One's original carbon got a Mum and he redeemed onto another animal. This animal, or a Tmurah, is a Hektish Sheini and does not require a Chaimish. Because the pasuk states, "V'im ha-makdish yigalis beisli v'yasef chamishas kesef erkachalav." Makdish b'lei matves, only one who places a new hektish, but not one who transfers an existing hektish. And Rav Avinah asked the same three questions as before: whether it is considered an original or secondary hektish in the above cases.